I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. I'm thinking today about the danger of wanting to be popular. And I don't mean in a middle school kind of sense or a high school sense, as leaders and as coworkers. The desire to be well-liked, which is so understandable, can be really dangerous because it so often prevents us from loving others in the way they need to be loved. And probably the best way we understand this is as a parent. And we desperately want our kids to like us and to think we're good parents. And sometimes it prevents us from doing the thing that we know is in their best interest. And the same happens at work as a leader or a coworker. We think, should I say to that person the thing that's going to help them or the thing that's going to cause them to like me in this moment? And perhaps one of the best ways to avoid doing the wrong thing is to realize that ultimately, those coworkers, those employees, even your kids are going to respect you less and ultimately even like you less if you try to spare them from something that's good for them to help you.
And you know what else, Pat? You're literally going to make no impact on people's lives and on the world if your desire, if your why, if your driving force is to be liked by people. I mean, if that's what's driving you in life, what you're going to do is meet people where they're at and then lead them nowhere. I mean, that's true with, you know, being a leader as a parent or an example or model or someone who's trying to share your faith today or a business visionary. I think it was Ford that said, if I gave people what they wanted, I'd have made faster horses.
Right.
You got to be willing to upset the status quo to bring people to a place they haven't even envisioned going yet.
Right. And we forget that Jesus was not trying to be popular. Now, this doesn't mean that we go into relationships and try to make people mad all the time and tell them what's wrong with them. We have to understand where people are so we know how to approach them. But Jesus never was about being accepted or liked or approved of. And of course, we know where that ultimately went, and so did he. And even his apostles, Peter was like, oh no, don't do that. And he said, no. This is why I'm here. You're speaking to me in worldly terms. And the world will tell us that popularity and getting more likes on social media is what makes us successful. And in fact, it prevents us from success, which is really loving others and bringing out the best in them.
Amen. And that's not just the key to being a witness in your faith and like the saints and the martyrs who went before us. That's the key to just being a great leader, period, hands down. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for calling us to truly lead and not to chase popularity, but to be visionary in how we lead. Help us to lead as you lead us, not just to be liked, but to make an impact and to be love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.